May 11th, 1913. As soon as I have no longer any material responsibilities, all thoughts about these things flee far away from me, and I am solely and entirely occupied with Thee and Thy service. Then, in that perfect peace and serenity, I unite my will to Thine, and in that integral silence, I listen to Thy truth and hear its expression. It is by becoming conscious of Thy will and identifying ours with Thine that there is found the secret of true liberty and all puissance, the secret of the regeneration of forces and the transfiguration of the being. To be constantly and integrally at one with Thee is to have the assurance that we shall overcome every obstacle and triumph over all difficulties, both within and without. O Lord, Lord, a boundless joy fills my heart. Songs of gladness surge through my head in marvelous waves. And in the full confidence of Thy certain triumph, I find a sovereign peace and an invincible power. Thou fillest my being, Thou animatest it, Thou settest in motion its hidden springs, Thou illuminest its understanding, Thou intensifiest its life, Thou increasest tenfold its love, and I no longer know whether the universe is I, or I the universe, whether Thou art in me, or I in Thee. Thou alone art, and all is Thou, and the streams of Thy infinite grace fill and overflow the world. Sing, O lands, sing, O peoples, sing, O men, the divine harmony is there.